Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find all the things that we do here, including our show, the blog, the newsletter, the brain trust, all those things. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Ocala, Florida, at the Central Florida Community College, the Stay Strong Seminars. Have I mentioned that yet, Donna, today? I'm sorry. I've been talking about the Central Florida Community College and everything else. I'm at the Stay Strong Seminar Series, and I'm one of the victims here. They're going to do several of these over several months, and I'm one of the folks that they've invited to be here. I'm so happy about that. And we're going to talk about entrepreneurs staying strong, but right now, We're not going to change topics. We're just going to change guests a little bit. We've got our good friend Ken Blanchard back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is the author of the classic book, The 1 Minute Manager, going back, golly, almost 30 years, I guess. And then his new book is called The 1 Minute Entrepreneur, and we're very happy to say that he's an outstanding member of our brain trust. Ken Blanchard, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book. How many is this for you?
Well, it's in the 40s, I think, Jim.
40-something books, something under a billion copies sold galactically, right, Ken?
I don't know, but this one seems to be hitting a home run. It's, was number one in the Wall Street Journal and number four in the New York Times list, and so we're excited. I think people around the country are really interested about entrepreneurship. As things get unstable in the economy, a lot of people think I'd rather bet on myself than hang around and wait for somebody to downsize me.
That's exactly what happened. In fact, Ken, that's what happened to me in 89. I got downsized in 89, and I said, well, should I go dust off my resume and start over again? And I said, you know what? I don't think I want to do that. I think I'll just start my own business. I don't need help. I didn't need any help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself.
That's right.
So you're exactly right. No, I think your book is right on the money. The timing is excellent. Talk to us about one of the things you talk about in your book is values. And
well,
a lot of people might be
saying, Jim, there's four P's or four principles to be a successful entrepreneur. And I think this to be successful in life, the first P is passion. You got to love what you're doing. If you don't love it, you won't work hard enough to be the best, And I think that God put us down here to, do what our strength is, not to fight ourselves. And so if you can find something that when you do it, you lose track of time, that's probably what you're passionate about. So that's the first P. And the second
one
P
of the
is,
things, Ken, if I could stop you there, one of the things that I like to point out to people is if you're not passionate about the thing that you do, you probably won't come back when things get rough, because there are two sides of a business. There's the business end, and then there's the operation end. I call them two universes, and they operate side by side. And the cash flow, the employees, the benefits, all those things will get you down. If you don't love what you do, whether it be shoestrings or battleships or whatever you sell, if you're not passionate about that, the operational side of the business will wear you out, and you won't come back. When you're talking about passion, that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And the second P, though, is profits, because at some point making money has got to be more important than having fun. But if you can't get anybody to pay you to have fun, you have a hobby. So you got to really find somebody who'll pay you to do what you're passionate about. And
of course, the grand slam is to be able to have fun and make money, right?
Absolutely. That's when you know you're in heaven and you've really been blessed. But I always say to people, don't get carried away about making money, because then if you think it's the only reason for being in business, it'll come across to your people and your customers. So I always say, Jim, the profit is the applause you get for taking care of your customers and creating a motivating environment for your people. And that leads to the third P, which
let
is...
Me, hold, before you go to the third one, though, Ken, another thing that profits do, profits build value for a business that when you sell it, you can give back to your community.
Absolutely. I interviewed Sir Richard Branson over in England last week, you know, and he's got 200 Virgin brand companies, and somebody asked him, you know, you keep on building these companies, you know, don't you have enough money? And he said, no, because there's a lot of needs in the world, and the more money I can make, the more I can use to help yeah. other people. He just took $100 million out of his own pocket to help with the whole environment thing, particularly around the use of gas and all those kinds of things. And so,
yeah, yeah he's an amazing entrepreneur, Branson. And all right, so the third P.
The third P is people. The two biggest reasons people go out of business, they don't manage their finances, they don't manage people. And the two aspects, of course, of people are your customers and your own employees, the people that work with you. And the key there is servant leadership, you know, where you give them really clear direction and all, but then you actually work with them. You're there to serve them. And so the third P is people. And then the final P is an important one, Jim, that I have to remind myself, and I'm sure you do, is priorities. Because if you love what you do, sometimes you can get your life out of whack, you know, and forget your faith and your family and your friends and think that, you know, you become a human doing rather than a human being. And so you got to have
that balance, don't you, Ken?
Yes, absolutely. Otherwise,
you got to have balance. That's something that I've been talking about since I've been doing my show more than 10 years, small business owners. You got to balance your life. It's the business is important, but it's not the most important thing. Stand by, Ken. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from Ocala, Florida at the Stay Strong Seminar Series and taking place at Central Florida Community College. And we're interviewing. I got a bunch of interviews we're doing today, but in the middle of it, we wanted to stop and take a minute to visit with our good friend Ken Blanchard. Wanted to remind you about his new book, The 1 Minute Entrepreneur. Ken, I know this is available wherever books are sold. Is there a website for the book?
Well, you could always get it from KenBlanchard.com.
Right.
But Amazon's got it, and you know all of them. So it's a it's been really kind of fun. I've been going around the country talking to EO groups, you know, the entrepreneurial organization. And,
right,
and
exactly.
It's really interesting to see them get excited about the whole thing. And I think one of the ones that's really important is the one we were talking about at the end of the last segment that you said so important is that balance, you know, because
yep.
you know, what good is it to a man to, you know, win the world and lose his life, of course, it says in the Bible.
You know, I had when I was a consultant, one of my sponsors, one of my clients, I should say, came by. He was very upset because he was really having a tough time in his business. He actually thought he was going to lose his business. He wanted me to help him. And he sat down in my office, and I said, how are your kids? And he said, they're fine. And very abruptly, and then he started talking about his business. I said, wait a minute, tell me about your kids. He said, why do you want to know about my kids? I'm about to lose my business. I say, well, let me ask you a question. Does anything else really matter?
Yeah,
he said no, and I said, now we can work on your business. Now that we have our priorities straight.
Yeah, I was on a program years ago, Jim, with Tom Landry, the old Dallas Cowboy coach.
Right, yep.
And somebody asked him, he always was so calm, how do you stay so calm, coach, in the midst of this crazy game? He said, it's real easy. He said, my priorities in order. First comes the Lord. Second comes my wife, third comes my kids, and fourth comes my job. So if I lose on Sunday, I got a lot left over. And, you know, he said some people lose on Sunday and they have not a lot left over. And so, you know, your business is important, but, you know, you got to keep your priorities in order. And that's been an important message, I think, in the 1 Minute Entrepreneur.
Well, I completely agree with you, Ken. I remember, I'm still a small business owner. That means... Ken, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yeah.
We're all undercapitalized. But So, you know, small business owners are never out of the woods. But I remember times when I was getting my business out of the ground, I didn't know if I was going to make it the next day, I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour.
Yeah.
And whenever things closed in on me, whenever things got so tough that I didn't think I could handle it, I would check on my kids, I'd check on my family, and I'd check with my friends. And if those things were okay, you know, those were the things that sustained me when the business was letting me down.
Yes. And, you know, the failure rate in entrepreneurial businesses is pretty high. That's one of the reasons why we wrote the book.
50% in 4 years.
Yes. Next year, Marky and I celebrate the 30th anniversary of our company. It's pretty special. So
congratulations.
Yeah,
is that this year? Is that this year?
Yeah, in 2009.
Well, you'll have to come back on the show for sure next year, and we'll celebrate that.
Well, thank you. We've been fortunate to be 1 minute entrepreneurs, I guess.
I want to come back to the people P of the four P's that you gave us, because I think that's really important. When I think about people, I think about and entrepreneurial success. I think about aggregating other people's success for the benefit of the company, and so subordinating your own success for their success, and then aggregating their success. That's kind of what you were talking about.
Yes, and that's what servant leadership is all about. You know, a lot of people think that's the inmates running the prison or trying to please everybody. No, it's really not. It's really creating an environment where everybody knows what the goals and the vision is, but then they also know that your biggest importance is to help them win. I'm writing a book now with the president of WD-40, Gary Ridge. It's called "Don't Mark My Paper, Help Me Get an A." You know? And I think if you help people get an A and accomplish
right.
their goals, then they're going to really stay with you and work hard with you.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Ken. The book is called "The 1 Minute Entrepreneur." This is the written along with Don Hudson and Ethan Willis. I want to mention their names as well, Ken, and along with those guys, the 1 Minute Entrepreneur, which is part of the great 1 Minute series that Ken started almost 30 years ago. Ken, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you have meant for so many of us, including a lot of the people in this room right here.
Well, thank you, Jim, and you help a lot of people too. So God bless.
You too, sir, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, take care.
Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Stay Strong Seminar Series in Ocala, Florida.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.